I'd like us just to open our Bibles to Mark chapter 10. Mark 10. A very familiar story account that we find in more than one of the Gospels. Beginning at verse 13, Mark chapter 10, verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. But his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and bless them. And as I read this passage not too long ago, it just struck me that here at camp, in one sense, parents and families have sent their children here for the Lord to bless them. Camp is a wonderful place. We have swimming and we have boating and we have hiking and we have this wonderful place of God's creation to enjoy. But I believe that the primary purpose of camp has always been that God would bless the children that are brought to this place. That they would have an encounter with Jesus Christ. That they would get to know Him as Lord and Savior. And I'm so pleased. I look around the room and I see campers, former campers, who are growing up and who are filling a place in God's kingdom. And in a great part, it's because of what God was able to do for them here at Pilgrim Camp, the work that He was able to accomplish in their lives. And so maybe there's a negative picture here that we don't want to be like the disciples, right? We don't want to say, well, you know, it's not really important that the children come to Jesus. Don't bother Jesus with the children. Do you think that's how Jesus felt? Well, you can see he said, no, stop it. You're doing the wrong thing. Let the children come to me. Bring them to me. And he takes them in his arms and he blesses them. He puts his hand upon them and blesses them. Now, it's not in this gospel, it's not clear who brought them to Jesus. But someone had faith that my child needs to meet Jesus. I want Jesus to put his hands upon them and to bless them. I believe we have a part in this. Now, the parents have sent the children to camp. But we, counselors, staff, guests, everyone upon these grounds, we can bring the children to Jesus. How do we do that? Well, Dad mentioned it. We can pray. We can pray for them. We can stand behind those who are counseling, and we can pray for them every day that God would give them the love and the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit so that they can minister to these children. Amen. And be a blessing to them and point them to Jesus. You see, we have a responsibility in prayer. And in faith. Do you believe? Dad said it. Everyone, we said it to the staff. Everyone is here because God has appointed you to be here. Well, does the same hold for the children that come? Can we believe that every child, every young person that comes is here because God wants to meet them and bless them? I mean, often I've heard it. The prayer prayed, don't let one leave this place without meeting you. Is that our faith? Is that our desire? Let not one leave this place without meeting you. Lord, we want you to put your hands upon them and bless them. Jesus himself gives and shows the importance of this childlike faith and coming to God as a child. I mean, I don't know if I asked, how many of you accepted Christ before you were 10 years old? That you can remember that you accepted Christ, or you asked Jesus to forgive your sins. Come on, raise it up real high, come on, before you were 10. Praise God. Can God save our children? Can God save a cottager? 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old. Can he do that? Can he make himself real and precious to our children, to our little children? Yes. And he wants to work in every cabin, in the hopefuls, the faithfuls, the valiants, the great hearts. Who's the valiant counselor? Is that you, Brother Rob? I said something not of faith the other day, and I want to say I'm sorry. I told Rob, I'll paraphrase it. I told Rob that the valiants were always the worst cabin. And I guess I was trying to encourage him, but I don't know, maybe I guess I didn't. I'm sorry, brother. But I'm standing with you for the valiants. We're going to pray for the valiants. And believe God to work in the valiants. Make them valiant for the truth. Hallelujah. And the great hearts. Have you stopped to think about those names? You know where they come from, right? Brother George told you, right? About the hopefuls and the faithfuls. Who's the hopeful counselor? Now I know you know, brother. And who's the faithful counsel? Let me see. All right. Make those boys faithful. In Pilgrim's Progress, faithful gave his life. He was willing to go to the stake and die for Christ. Great hearts, great heart counselor. All right, Brother David. I spent 2 years in the great hearts. It's like, you know, you didn't get promoted. 2 years in the faithfuls, I skipped the hopefuls. 2 years in the faithfuls, skipped the valiants. You see, I never was in the valiants. And 2 years in the great hearts. But there's another thought here I'd like to just leave with the counselors. We believe that God would move in such a way that Jesus would lay his hands upon them. But I believe he'll use you to do that. What I mean by that is although we believe that Jesus is here and he's very present and he's present everywhere, he wants to use you to be his hands and his feet. And he wants you to put your hands upon them and bless them. It says there very tenderly, I could almost picture it. I guess we maybe have pictures. You know, people try to illustrate this, how Jesus would take the children and hold them in his arms and hold them on his lap and bless them. And to me, that shows the great love that Jesus had for them. And God wants to give you love for every child, every boy, every girl in the cottage. God wants to fill us with his love. And he wants to use you to be a channel of that love. Dad said it, you know, he said it perfectly. They might not remember the things you say, but they will never forget if you truly love them. And so as we pray for the counselors, we want to pray that God would fill them with his love. Anoint them in such a way, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, that the love of God would be manifest in the village, in the cottage. We had a little boy here last year in the cottage. And Sister Anthea came to me and said, I don't know what to do. Brother Phil, come. You need to talk to him. And it has to be pretty bad when it gets to that point, right? Sister Anthea says, calls for help. And so I went down, and he was the nicest little boy when I talked to him, I tell you. Isn't that the way it always is, right? And it's just so nice. Well, this happened more than one occasion. So finally I said, you know what, just take my cell phone number. And you can call me anytime you need me to come down. We prayed for that boy, and I know Sister Anthea prayed. And I think it was Sarah. Where's you remember that, right? Yeah. And it was just so amazing because this year, Sister Anthea came to me and said, do you think we should let that boy come back? And then she said, oh, yes, I think he should. She didn't even let me answer. She was like, you know, I think we should give him another chance. And I just saw again that love that overlooks, you know, and that's the way God is with us. You know, he overlooks our stubbornness, our rebellion, the times that we grieve him, and he continues to love us and to call us to himself. And so we want to be merciful as our Father in heaven is merciful. This morning we had be holy, right? As he is holy. Well, you know, the Bible says be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. And so let's believe that in these days, Jesus truly would be able to lay his hands upon each one of these boys and girls and bless them. Let's have that faith. And let's be available to him. Maybe God will use you. Maybe it's the smile that greets them as they enter the dining room. Maybe it's someone who greets them on the way down the road. My mom used to like to sit out there in the chair. She'd put the chair out in the sun, and as she'd wait for the kids to walk by, and she'd always say hello to them, and hi, how are you, and greet them. God created us that interest, because you are interested in each one. They are precious in your sight. Sometimes we don't see that. But God, give us the eyes of faith, compassion. And burden our hearts with prayer. And so as we pray tonight for our counselors, let's remember that we're in this together. That's why God has brought us together to camp at this time, to see his kingdom come, his will be done in every life. And so I'd like the counselors in the cottage. We have our sister Carolyn is leading. So please stand. And who's counseling with Sister Carolyn? Sister Sarah, Sister Carly, and Sister Marianne is coming tomorrow on the bus. She's bringing the bus up, huh? She's driving, huh? This is the cottage counselors. And then the village counselors, men. I'm not going to name them all, but Brother George is leading them. Let's just pray now that God would put his hand upon them and use them to be his hands, his feet, to love as he would love. I know, Brother Tom, you've been a counselor in the past, so would you pray for these who are serving in this capacity? Come. Let's all just lift our hearts. And
we thank you, dear Lord, that you've given another opportunity to reach these souls, these precious souls. We pray that you'll put in each one of these men and women the ability to love them, to care for them, to earnestly desire Jesus to be real and precious to them. Oh God, thank you that you are our enablement. But we pray, Lord, that at this time, that you would enable them in a greater way than ever before. Let there be fruit a hundredfold.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Not less hands, Lord. Each one of these counselors. Give them your grace, O God. Give them the choice of doing all things heartily as unto you. Give them that sacrifice of their own selves to be able to serve these campers, O God, wholeheartedly. Bless them, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give them fatherly heart for each one. Yes, Lord. A heart that would care and nourish and cherish each child, O God. Oh, as if they were their own, O God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Tom also.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you so much, Father, that in your timing, Lord God, plan of God, in this moment, Lord Jesus, for such a time as this, that you're going to entrust these young lives, Lord God.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
The word of God that we will speak and that we will live. Father, I pray for a double portion, God. A great anointing upon every one of these counselors, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, we can't give what we don't have flowing within us. And I pray that every day, God, that you would strengthen them and refresh them, Lord God.
Yes.
And they would be so filled with your spirit, Lord God. That, Father, what's inside of them would flow, Lord God, that they'd be less of the through the overflow, Lord Jesus, of what you're doing in them. Help us to see each of these children, Lord God, through your eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Help them to see, Lord God, Father, where there are hurts, oh God. Some of them will be wounded, Lord Jesus. Some of them may have come from abusive situations, Lord God. Some of them may be very indifferent to you. But, Lord Jesus, whatever the need might be, give them wisdom from above, Lord Jesus. Supernaturally, Lord God, speak to them and speak through them, Lord God. And I pray that every single child, Lord God, will be impacted for eternity, that it will never be the same. Lord, this would be a milestone in their life, Lord Jesus. No turning back, Lord God. That every child, Lord Jesus, by the influence, by what they see, what they hear, God, the power of your word, the power of your presence, Lord Jesus, Father, would for the rest of their life be set on a course to seek after you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now the men have a song for us. Come.
The Son of God appeared.
Thank you. And we do all look forward to what God is going to accomplish in these days.